Hey, it's Scott Powell online, number 009, starting off today, yesterday's trivia answer, taking baths. Today is February the 21st, the 52nd day of 2014. That means there are 313 ahead of us. Also, today, National Sticky Bun Day, which doesn't really have much significance to me personally. I just like saying sticky buns. Mm-hmm. Also, it's Friday, and that means National Pancake Week is drawing to an end. How did you celebrate? I, personally, celebrated with pork chops! Yeah, I don't care much for pancakes. Anyway, yeah, the Olympics, coming to an end. Won't be long now. I believe the closing ceremonies are on Sunday. Yeah, I think so. At the time, sitting down at the mic today, the Olympic medal count, USA leading overall with 25. That's 8 gold, 6 silver, 11 bronze. Norway actually leading in the gold count, and that's at 10. A little bit about the website today. I've been reviewing the stats of the number of hits that it's getting. It's information about how you found the website, how long you spend on it, what you're looking at, what you're listening to, and where the viewers are from. And I noticed here in just the past couple of days, there's been a big jump in viewers from the Ukraine. Really? Now, I know things aren't good in the Ukraine, and people are probably out there searching for something on the web to help take their minds off the problems they have, and some of those people have stumbled across this site? Man, talk about pressure to perform. Anyway, whatever reason you are here, or however you found it, it's good to have you along. Thanks. Since leaving my last job, I gotta tell you, I've been rapidly regaining weight that I have lost over the past year and a half, and that led me to do a little research on ways of reversing the trend, and it came across a list of 13 favorite foods and drinks that can actually help you lose weight. Now, I'm not going to go over the complete list, just those that are of interest to me. We'll start off with, I've got a cup in front of me right now, a cup of coffee. Coffee actually helps boost your metabolism, and that's thanks to a dose of CGA. It's an antioxidant, which will actually increase your body's use of fat for energy. Also, the chemical compound found in coffee can slow the release of glucose into the bloodstream after a meal while lowering insulin resistance to help you prevent weight gain. I love this one, meat. The body has to work harder to break down the protein from meat and use it for energy, which means you burn more calories as you digest it. It also takes more time to leave your stomach, which means you feel fuller longer. Red wine? We've all heard the benefits of red wine in our heart. Actually, we'll add to that an antioxidant found in the grape skins inhibits the production of fat cells. What's more, a substance found naturally in red wine can actually help fat cells burn more energy. Oh, the list just gets better. Chili! The combination of the fiber from the tomatoes, the protein that you'll get from the beans and beef helps prevent overeating. Also, the capsaicin, which is the compound that gives cayenne peppers, chili peppers, and jalapenos their heat, can also help burn fat. Potatoes. Research shows that calorie for calorie, white potatoes are more satisfying than any other tested food. And we'll mention this, collard greens. A cup of collard greens contains about 7.6 grams of belly-filling fiber. Yeah. Research from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that eating fiber-rich foods can lower your body's absorption of calories from carbs. So with all that being said, I've put together a little diet menu. We'll start off with a glass of wine, follow it up with a big steak, a side of potatoes smothered in chili. Oh, don't knock it till you tried it. Now, we'll reach over the collard greens and grab a bottle of wine and have a couple of more glasses. Then, a cup of strong coffee to help keep us awake during TV time. There you go. My diet plan for the man in all of us. On to Scott's Pod Trivia this morning. When shopping online, 11% of people prefer to do it this way. Really? When shopping online, 11% of people prefer to do it this way. The answer? Next time. Remember, you'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and the website. We'll leave you with this. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. That's Proverbs 16:9. Something I should keep reminding myself of daily. I'm Scott Powell, online.